You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 582 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Tuesday, everyone. What is going on? We have a ton to get to today, guys. We have a jam-packed MLB slate. I want to talk about eight bets here across the board, catching my eye for some sharp reverse line moves, some good system matches. We have a big NBA playoff game tonight. We have Boston and Miami. My Celtics are still in it. You love to see it. So we're going to talk about some interesting angles here. One team has a big rest advantage. There's been a little bit of buyback since yesterday, but we'll walk our way through what we're seeing with both the spread and with the total. Also have one bet in the NHL, two NHL playoff games today, a big injury that is going to affect my handicap and make me lean on one team over the other. Also have a bonus NBA draft, number one overall pick. So if you want to get on this a little bit early, I know the draft lottery is coming up here soon. And there is one player in particular. I just got a batch of data from BetMGM, low bets, higher dollars, like you read about. So hopefully we can get down on a number one pick early before the numbers move. And then also, I'll get to this in a second, but I'm going to talk to you about a tweet that really annoyed me. And I'll tell you why it annoyed me, and I'll tell you why it was a black eye for the sports betting industry. So stay tuned for that in a second here. Looking back toward yesterday, guys, 2-3, minus 1.68 units. The one that really hurt us, we got Miami, we got Milwaukee, lost Tampa, lost Houston, but 2-2 going into the late game with the Dodgers and the D-backs. And guess what? We're 2-2. It was kind of a slow night. Ended up watching Better Call Saul, which is heating up here toward the end. Kim and Slip and Jimmy there are getting ready to pull off their D-Day, if you know what I'm talking about, if you've been watching here. But I'm kind of tracking my phone. It's a 5-2 game. We got the Dodgers under 8.5. We're looking good going into the ninth. And then what happens? Craig Kimbrell gives up a cheapy little hit, and then a two-run home run by David Peralta. Instead of a 5-2 game, it's a 5-4 game. It lands on 9. It absolutely backbreaker, terrible bad beat for the under 8.5 there. So it reminds me once again why I don't bet too many totals, because that is as brutal as it gets when you got an under 8.5 and you're sitting on 7 runs in the ninth and saying, whoa, we can give up one, but of course you can't give up two. And then what happens? This always happens, guys. You lose a bet, And then, you know, sometimes if I lose a bet like that, I hope they score 10 more runs just to rub it in. But the worst thing is usually you give up the two runs. And then, of course, Kimbrel, you know, strikes out the next two guys and the game's over. It's like, oh, thanks for giving up that two-run homer. So anyway, I'm salty after a bad beat on the Dodgers under 8.5. And going into it, we cash that one. It's a winning night. We lose, it's a losing night. So that just goes to show you the tightrope that we walk with some bad beats on totals. But if anyone stayed up late to sweat that one, ooh, that one was rough because they were looking pretty good the entire game. But anyway, guys, a lot to get to today. As always, quick housekeeping, then I'll tell you the tweet that really set me off today. It set me off so much that I had to tweet about it myself. But real quick, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. All you got to do is plug in your email. Then every single day you'll wake up to the best sports betting content around. It costs you absolutely nothing, and you'll get let off every single day with what's going on in the market at VSiN and what you need to think about and get ready for each and every day. So just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. Today we let off the newsletter with Circa announcing their contest guarantee on Follow the Money. So there are some details from Derek Stevens about the football contest here, the Million and the Survivor, which are always a huge, you know, popular thing that a lot of people love doing. And there's huge payouts every single year. But I feel like every year Derek Stevens makes it even bigger and better. I met Derek several times and he's shown me a couple of great tours of Stadium Swim. But that was pretty cool. If you missed it, there'll be a replay there. And I think probably we'll have it in tomorrow's newsletter. But info on the Survivor in the Millions contest. Then we have a great breakdown of all the NBA and NHL playoffs for tonight. So JVT, Dave Tooley in the NBA. We got Andy McNeil. It's time to shine here in the NHL. You also get promos for legal sports books. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. You also get a run out of all the shows, guests, and hosts that day. You'll get a ton of MLB daily betting content from Adam Burke, Jason Weingarten. And of course, you'll get my Market Insights column every day, kind of bopping around from MLB or, you know, playoff NBA. Today I wrote about the Celtics and the Miami Heat. You'll get my Market Insights column. You also get a ton of Michael Lombardi coverage. So the GM Shuffle pod, all of Michael Lombardi's takes on win totals for the upcoming season, links to all of our city casts. And then toward the bottom of the newsletter, great sports betting, how to be a better content. So sports betting 101, live odds, tools, betting sheets, videos, all included in the newsletter. It costs you nothing. And you're going to get a ton in return. That is VSiN.com/newsletter. Sign up if you haven't done it. Then, of course, if you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN All-Access membership. Only $59 now until July 31st, and it's going to get you everything we offer at VSiN. Everything behind the paywall will be yours. If you live in New England, there's a Jordan's Furniture. It could all be yours. Well, it could all be yours if you sign up for the VSiN Summer Special. Only $59 now until July 31st. You will get All-Access subscriber info for all the Points of Rookie magazines, all the afternoon best bet emails, all of our behind-the-scenes content, as well as advice, breakdowns, live stream of all the VSiN shows. Everything that we offer, you will get, and it's a great promo right now. Again, $59 now until July 31st, pretty much 2.5 months for less than $60. So hell of a deal. And again, if you want that more sports betting content info, become a member, you're going to get everything that we offer. So again, VSiN.com/subscribe. Then get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting convo never ends. Twitter is where we stay plugged into a real-time market. Twitter is where we want to be the first to know about breaking news information that could affect our bet. We don't want to be the last. So new breaking news, injuries, guys being in, guys being out, trades, scratch starting pitchers, starting goalies. All this stuff is really important because it can affect our bet. And if we're late to the party and the line's already moved, you know, we missed the boat there. But if we can take advantage of being the first to know on Twitter, scouring Twitter for, you know, local beat reporters and, you know, injury updates, and then you start to see lines move, but one book hasn't adjusted, boom, that's how you take advantage of Twitter. Like, you know, a starting pitcher or maybe, you know, a good, you know, NBA player is out. The team right now is -7. If the guy's out, they're going to fall to -4. Well, if you can find a book still hanging a +7 on the dog before it falls, boom, you've used Twitter to your advantage to hopefully cash a bet. So get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. Follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. I'd love to help you in any way that I can. Don't be shy. Again, there's no such thing as a dumb question, only dumb people. Just kidding. I had a teacher that always would say that and always make me laugh. But Don't be shy. You know, what do you mean by hedging, or what is a reverse line mover? What do you mean by a 10-cent steam move? I'd be happy to help in any way that I can. And again, the quickest way to learn is to ask questions. And we have new people joining the pod and joining VSiN every single day. So hit me up at Josh_insights, slide into the DMs or email me josh@vsin.com. Questions, comments, suggestions. Got to get referred to a new sports book. You need an app to track your bets. I'll do my best to guide you in the right direction. So hit me up anytime. And I'd be really happy to help you any way that I can. So before we dive into all of our sweats for today, I'm still salty over our LA Dodgers under 8.5. That was a bad beat, like you read about last night. But I had to mention this. I didn't, go into today saying, I want to blow this person up or I want to, cause chaos on Twitter. If you guys know me, I'm not a big tweeter. I don't really like the confrontation. To me, Twitter is a cesspool sometimes. There's great benefits to it, but it's also just like, adults throwing in the sandbox and, of course, saying things on Twitter that you'd never say to someone in, to their face in real life. But this one to me, I take a lot of pride in, again, I'm not going to win every bet that I mention. I'm not going to become a millionaire betting on sports overnight, but I pride myself on being honest and transparent and always letting, bettors know that, hey, betting is hard and, you got to overcome the juice and have realistic expectations and have a grinders with blinders mentality. Now, I know since PASPA was overturned in 2018, we've now seen over 30 states legalize sports betting that, hey, sports betting is going to go mainstream and there's going to be benefits and there's going to be, pros and cons to that. But this tweet really set me off, and I'll tell you what it is. It's from Cousin Sal, and I've never met Cousin Sal. He probably is a great guy. I don't know anything about him. I've seen some hits on ESPN. I think he's friends with the bald guy with the glasses. What's his name? At night, ESPN. Whatever, I forgot his name. Scott Van Pelt. That's who I'm talking about. Apparently, he's a big bettor. I get all that. But Cousin Sal tweeted this, and I quote tweeted it, and I had to mention something about it. But tell me what's wrong about this tweet, okay? I'm going to read it to you. So, quote, "No offense, but you really have some serious issues if you don't wager everything you own on this hashtag same game parlay at FanDuel Sportsbook, hashtag extra points, hashtag bet responsibly." And then he lists a same game parlay of Brandon Belt has to have one or more hits, Rockies have to win, the over 10.5 has to cash, Blackman has to have over hit. Well, number one, the same game parlay lost, but that's not the problem. People lose bets all the time. My problem here is number one, when you say, if you don't wager everything you own on this, you have serious issues. So I know apparently he's a comedian or he's a funny guy. Maybe he's just trying to make a joke, but talk like that, saying that you have to wager everything you own on something, is just not helpful in the sports betting industry. That kind of talk and, telling bettors like you got to do this. This is just like Vegas Dave classic used car salesman tout. So that's what I have an issue with. I also have an issue with, at the end of the tweet, he said hashtag bet responsibly. So on the one hand, on one corner of your mouth, you're saying you got to wager everything you own on it. The other corner of your mouth, you're saying hashtag bet responsibly. Like, that is unbelievable to me that in the same tweet, someone can put those two things in the same, conversation here. So I have an issue with that. But what I really have an issue with is same game parlays. Now, I have no control over this. This is one of the big things in the sports betting industry that's blowing up. Same game parlays. I see it everywhere. I've talked about it on the pod before. Now, if you don't know, basically parlays are your original, same game parlay basically. So same game parlay is a variation off the regular parlay. And of course, if you know anything about me or, bankroll management or, just in general, if you ever listen to a pod, you're like, why doesn't Josh ever talk parlays? Because I'm an anti-parlay guy. Because if you do the research, and I did it when I wrote my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, the numbers will absolutely astound you how much money the house makes off parlays and how much regular bettors lose off parlays. It's that get rich quick, bet 10 bucks, become a make 100 off of it. That is the mentality of the penny slot. Because you're always chasing, always trying to cash that next parlay, always trying to strike it big, and maybe you do. I'm not going to say no one wins parlays. You can win parlays here and there, but oftentimes it takes you so many losses to get one win that you're way underwater here. So number one, the average hold percentage, which is the amount of money the book holds onto after all bets have been paid and settled, is about 5% on a regular, like NFL, MLB, at the major sport, a regular average bet, it's about 5%. So that means every dollar wagered on a game, the house will keep about 5 cents. Now, if you look at parlays, the hold percentage is about 30%. So again, if you're betting a dollar on a game, typically or a dollar on a parlay, the house is holding on to 30 cents. So why do you think the sports books love tweeting about parlays? Why do you think they say, what's your parlay tonight? What are you cooking up a juicy parlay? They're doing it because it makes them a ton of money and it makes the bettor lose a ton of money. So that to me is just kind of shady anyway. But again, if it's your money, you want to bet a parlay, all the power to you. And now I'll tell you, you should flat bet 99% of the time. You want to parlay here and there. I get it. Have some fun. It's your bankroll. You're the final arbiter of your bankroll. But the whole point is that 30% versus 5%. The books make a killing off of parlays. Now, this has come up in the last couple years, but same game parlays. This was really never a thing when I was getting into sports betting, you know, like what, 14 years ago, something like that. It was never really a thing through the early, you know, 2000s, the early 2010s. But I'm pretty sure it kind of, you know, came to life, sadly, when legalization of sports betting spread across America. So now you're seeing same game parlays. So what does that mean? You're basically parlaying something on the exact same game. I mean, it's obvious here. So, you know, parlay on the one hand, if you look at the market and you love a few different bets, a few different games, you want to parlay them, I get it. But it's hard enough to win one parlay, but when you make bettors parlay something on the same game, it makes it a million times more difficult to cash that parlay. So it's like, you know, okay, hey, you grizzly bear over there, you know, dance on this bicycle seat. You know, you go to a carnival and they got to, like, you know, ride a bike. Okay, well, that's a parlay. Well, now 500-pound bear, how about you dance on the needle of a pin? That's like cashing a same game parlay. And that's actually, I'm pretty proud of myself. That came to my head just out of nowhere. But I don't know if that's a great analogy, but you get what I'm saying. Same game parlays are what I would call the penny slots on steroids for the sports book. So again, if they're this is a rule of thumb you can take with you your entire journey of betting on sports. If a sports book ever promotes a bet, you got to ask yourself, why are they promoting it? You know, why are they showing you this? This ticket of, you know, this better turned $5 into $1,000 because he hit, you know, 15 leg teaser or whatever. They're doing it because it makes them a ton of money and they want you to do it too. So it makes them a lot. It hurts regular bettors. And again, Cousin Sal, I guarantee you he's not listening to the Market Insights pod. Maybe he is. I have nothing against you personally, but this kind of talk, wager everything you own on the same game parlay, hashtag bet responsibly, to me, it is literally kind of the worst thing you can do in the sports betting industry. And this guy's got a ton of followers. I mean, I don't know if he's got a million or 200,000 or something, but these people have influence, and this is what they're telling new bettors to do. To me, I just think it's shameful, and I really wish that, you know, I don't know if it's some like SEC or, you know, they're not going to do anything really. But to me, this kind of talk, this kind of promotion has no place in today's sports betting. And hopefully, and again, my biggest thing is, like, you know, it's like, you know, regular bettors who are new to betting, maybe they just got legalized in their state and they say Cousin Sal, same being part, oh, wager everything on, he must be calm, this must be a great bet. You know, let me put $50 on it. You know, let me put $100, let me put $1,000 on it. And of course, you know, again, if you win, it's always scoreboard, like, oh, what a great hit. But you're going to lose a vast, vast, vast majority of your parlays. And for Cousin Sal or anyone, I don't want to pick on him, I'm picking on him right now. But to me, this is just a terrible way to grow the game of sports betting. Again, be honest with your members, be honest with bettors, and do not tell them or try to tout them into betting something that is actually against their best interest. To me, that was my biggest issue. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that, and I just thought that it was really, really just a terrible tweet. And again, new bettors, hopefully you don't fall into this trap. So there you go, there you have it, and Cousin Sal, hashtag be better. Anyway, there you have it. I'm off my soapbox here. Let's dive into our games real quick, guys. We're halfway through the pod now, but I'm going to start talking some Major League Baseball. So, seeing if we can bounce back from yesterday, 2-3 minus, what was it, 1.68 units. Thank you, Craig Kimbrell, for giving up a two-run homer, worthless homer, to kill both. If anyone, imagine if you had the minus 1.5 with the Dodgers 2 and the under 8.5. That would be even worse. But anyway, guys, first one on the board for me, I'm going to go Cleveland. I almost called them their old name, the Guardians. Let's go Guardians. They're at home tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. This is Plesac against Overton. Number one, I like this little bit of line movement toward Cleveland. So Cleveland opened a bunch of shops around a minus 150 favorite. We've seen them tick up to around minus 155, minus 160. So not a huge steam move, but a little bit of movement in their favor. This would match as a non-division home favorite. Also an interleagues series line move in the favor of the favorite, which is historically a pretty good spot in general. But also system that we really like. Both had the day off. Take the favorite. It's very simple, but having time off benefits the better team. 27-12, 69%, 16% ROI. That would match with Cleveland. Cleveland is +5 run differential. Cincy is -65. Have a better hitting team for Cleveland. They're hitting .251 versus .216 for Cincinnati. Better team ERA, 4.18 versus 6.04. And the Reds, I know they've won a little bit here recently, but still 7-21 as a dog, 4-17 on the road. And really, righty lefty splits, two righties on the bump. Cincy is only 8-18 against right-handed pitchers. Cleveland 6-2 as a favorite, 7-5 at home. I like the Tribe. Sorry, I shouldn't call them that. I like the Guardians to get it done today. Give me the Cleveland Guardians. I got them at -155. First bet on the board for me. Let's go Guardians. Next one. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going back to the well with the fish. Give me Miami here, guys. Number one, pretty good line move toward Miami. They open around a -160 favorite. They've been steamed up to around -170. Number one, good pitching advantage. Poteet, who's on the bump for Miami, he's got a 0.55 ERA versus Adon for Washington. He's got a 7.03 ERA, so I think it's a big advantage to Miami. You also see Miami 9-8 is a favorite versus Washington 10-22 is a dog. Washington also 8-17 against right-handed pitchers. They've struggled against righties. Better pitching team for Miami, 3.39 ERA versus a 5 for Washington, and a +16 run differential versus a -42 for Washington. So I like this little movement toward the Miami Fish, and I like the pitching advantage as well. So I'm going to go Miami here, guys. Shop around. I got Miami at -166. Keep cruising here. Lost last night, sadly. See if we can get back tonight. Big move here. Of course, bet to risk, not bet to win as always. But I'm going to go Tampa Bay Rays at home against Detroit. I like them to get back into it after they blew it for us last night, losing to the lowly Detroit Tigers. But now we got McClanahan on the bump. That's a big advantage for Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay opened as low as like -225. They've been bet up all the way to -275. That's a 50-cent steam move. That is a huge move here toward Tampa Bay. They would match a lot of systems here. Favorites off a loss who made the playoffs last year, 70-31, 69%, 15% ROI. Home favorites, -200 or more, 49-21, 70%. So both matching with Tampa with that big steam. Also correlative betting, huge favorite with a very low total, 6.5. It opened 7 down to 6.5. Could be a low scoring game here. But Tampa Bay, 15-9 is a favorite, 15-12 against righties. Detroit, 8-16 is a dog, 4-10 on the road, 4-7 against lefties. And again, that big favorite low total correlative betting match with Tampa as well. So I'm going to bet Tampa. Again, every play is risking one unit. You're not risking 2.75 units to win one on Tampa Bay. You're risking your one unit, trying to get a little more than a third of a unit back. Let's go Rays. Next play for me, I'm going to go Yankees. I'm going to go Yankees here on the road at Baltimore. Yankees with Taillon on the bump against Spencer Watkins. Yankees open as around a -200 favorite on the road, -195. They've been steamed up all the way to -225. So good move in their favor. And this is a system play for me a little bit in terms of righty-lefty splits. So two righties on the bump. You have the Yankees 19-6 against righties, Baltimore 8-14 against righties. So both righties are pitching. One team is terrible against righties. One team is fantastic against righties. That smells like an edge for New York here. Yankees are 24-9 as a favorite. They're 12-22, Baltimore is 12-22 as a dog. And really banking on the Yankees bats here. They've been incredible. Just overall, the Yankees have been great. But they're hitting .244. Baltimore's hitting .225. And the Yankees are 5-2 against Baltimore this year. So I like that move toward New York. Again, bet to risk, not bet to win. Give me Yankees -225. Next play for me. I went Astros yesterday. My Sox beat me. I'm going to go Sox tonight. Not because they're my team and I'm just, I lost and I want to go the other way today. This looks like a really good fade the trendy dog opportunity because my Red Sox open at home, very short, -110 home favorite. Again, even money there for the Astros. Two out of three bets are on Houston today saying, hey, good team plus money, kind of the thought process yesterday. Yet, despite a majority of bets on Houston, line's gone further to the Red Sox. They've ticked up -110 to -115, even -120 at some shops. So looks like some sharp reverse line movement to Boston. This would be a non-division home favorite. System match, 58% this year. You also have Eovaldi against Urquidy. Eovaldi, 3.15 ERA, Urquidy, 4.40. Fade the trendy dog reverse line move, and really good home ump. Nick Marley, 52-35 to the home team, 60%. So I'm going to bet the Sox here. I know they've really disappointed. It's hard not to take Houston, a good team with plus money, but big majority of bets Houston, yet the line's going to Boston. Let's see if we can cash the Red Sox. I got the Red Sox at -118. Next play for me. I got three more. Let's go Milwaukee Brew Crew. Brew Crew got it done for us yesterday. You love to see it. A nice 1-0 game there. And I'm going to go back to the well with the Brew Crew. The Red Sox and the Brewers look very similar in terms of their line movement. So Milwaukee, this is Doogie Howser against Davidson here. And you look at Milwaukee, they open short -110 home favorite like the Red Sox. Now they're up to -120. So we've seen this about 10-cent line move Steam move in favor of the Brew Crew. There will be another non-division home favorite system match, 58%. They're 11-4 at home versus the Atlanta Braves, 6-9 on the road. Better hitting team, 234 versus 224. Better pitching staff, 3.54 versus 4.1 ERA. And you have Milwaukee, 21-10 as a favorite versus 4-5 as a dog for Atlanta. And then again, righty-lefty. Atlanta going up against a righty in Doogie Howser. They're 9-14 against righties this year. They've really struggled. And Milwaukee, really good home plate ump. Phil Cuzzy to the home team, 58% historically. So I'm going to go back to the well. Let's go Beer Makers. I got the Beer Makers at, what did I get them? Minus 120. Keep cruising. Two more. San Francisco. Let's go G-Men. I'm on the G-Men here, guys. They open around minus 140 on the road. They've been steamed up to around minus 155, minus 160. They're kind of creeping up as we speak here. This is kind of a play for me in terms of a team that's had another team's number. So San Fran is 4-0 against Colorado this year. They're 16-13 against righties. They're going up against Chad Kuhl. And you do have San Fran 19-9 as a favorite versus 9-13 as a dog for Colorado. Better pitching staff, 3.77 ERA versus 4.97. So to me, even though I don't love going, you know, divisional, I like going divisional dogs, not divisional favorites. But this to me kind of says, hey, you know, even though it's kind of a, kind of a hefty price as a road favorite, it's getting even higher here for San Francisco. So I'm going to sweat San Fran. I got San Fran at minus 155. And then last play of the night for me, let's go Minnesota. Let's go Minnesota Twinkies. Twinkies on the road at Oakland. They open a minus 120 favorite. They've been steamed up to around minus 130 across the market. They would match as a non-division road favorite, 69-33, 68% overall. Minnesota 15-6 is a favorite. Oakland 11-19 is a dog. Oakland is 9-18 against right-handed pitching. Two righties on the bump today, Bundy against Caprillion. Also a much better hitting lineup for Minnesota. They're hitting 238, which sounds bad, but Oakland's hitting .199. Plus 14 run differential versus minus 21 for Oakland. And also, you know, I always joke about, poor Oakland and, you know, their lack of home field advantage. Like they're not even, you know, drawing 2,000 people per game. Pretty soon, I think they're going to move to Vegas. But they're 5-13 at home. That makes sense because you have no buzz. You have no home field advantage. And again, when you're not drawing anyone to support you, I think it makes it easier on that road team. So 5-13 at home. I want to bet against Oakland at home. So give me Minnesota. I got Minnesota at minus 127. That is my bet there. So a 8-pack. Can we get 5 or 6 or more of these? Give me Cleveland, minus 155. Miami, minus 166. Was that my number? Hold on. What was Miami? Yes, minus 160 maybe. I can't even read my writing. Tampa Bay, minus 275. Yankees, minus 225. Boston, minus 118. Milwaukee, minus 120. San Fran, minus 155. And Minnesota, minus 127. There you have it, guys. First half of the pod in the books. We got more to get to. We got NBA playoffs returning tonight. Let's take a look at the Celtics and the Heat in terms of the movement for both the spread and the total. Also have NHL. I got a bet for you there. And I also have NBA, number one overall pick. Who will go number one in the draft? I think it's going to be this player. I will just say a young stud who reminds me of kind of the next Durant. So we'll stay tuned for that and see if you want to get down early and hopefully beat a big closing line here. But don't go anywhere, guys. Going to finish up strong. Episode 582 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena every single day, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it after a very annoying late end to the night last night. 2-3, minus 1.68 units, but really that blown Dodgers under 8.5 flipped it from a slight winning night to a losing night. So what are you going to do? But anyway, we started the pod talking MLB. I got on my soapbox to tell you a tweet that really, really annoyed me. Sorry, Cousin Sal, but it needed to be said. But now let's talk NBA and NHL playoffs, as well as a little bit of NBA draft talk, because, again, that's coming up not too far away at this point. I think the draft lottery is maybe this week or next week. I know it's coming up here soon. The draft isn't until what? I think like June, July. It's after the NBA Finals. But anyway, guys, let's start with the NBA. Big game tonight, Boston Celtics and Miami Heat. If you didn't see, the Celtics are about a minus 170, minus 180 favorite on the series price. So even though they don't have home court and they're the two seed and Miami's the one, they're still favored to win. So I'm hoping my Celts can get to the finals here. But guys, I was looking at this game yesterday, and I was saying, hey, plus 1.5, that's the play there. The line was falling to Boston. You had a majority of bets. Miami, yet Miami open lane 2, got down to 1.5. Well, we've seen a little bit of buyback here on Miami. So part of this to me is Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart is questionable with a foot injury, although Robert Williams is, I believe, good to go and does not have a minutes restriction. But really going into it, the notable thing to me was this rest versus tired, because Miami hasn't played, I believe, since Thursday. What was that? The 12th, I think. Whereas the Celtics played on the 15th. So big advantage there for Miami. And I will give you a tweet just in the point of being transparent here. I want to read this tweet from John Ewing, because this is kind of what I was thinking early. Like, I didn't go into it saying, hey, I want to bet my Celtics here. Yes, I want to watch the game and root for them and hope they win. But I was worried about that rest versus tired advantage. However, what kind of got me a little bit nervous is, let me find this tweet from John Ewing, if I can find it. Okay, here it is. So days between games, Miami Heat have had 5 days between games. Celtics have had 2 days between games. Since 2005, playoff teams with 4 more days off between games versus an opponent with 2 days off or less have gone 31-18 against the spread, 63%. So that's notable to me. If you like the Miami Heat, and we do know that these favorites have done well. They're 56% ATS. They're 69% straight up, 52-23 straight up here on the money line. Then, hey, that rest advantage historically has benefited these teams. Now, we've seen a little bit of buyback here because, again, was it Marcus Smart? Was it just saying, hey, you know, Heat rested at home, bottoming out at 1.5 have value? But now you're kind of back at a line-free situation. So it opened Heat laying 2. Some shops are even 2.5. Got down to 1.5. Now, since the pod yesterday and into today, it's gotten back up to 2. But if you look at kind of the overall tenets of the game, guys, I'm still looking at Boston here. And if you got a bad 1.5 or you didn't play it yet, now you're going to get the 2. I'm going to grab the 2. So Boston only getting 34% of bets. You're getting, again, almost, you know, 2/3 of bets here on Miami, the only game in town. So just from a contrarian angle, Celtics have a lot of value here. But also the Celtics in this spot, 18-8 against the spread as a dog this year, including 5-0 against the spread in the postseason. And for those of us who like looking at referees, no, it's not a Scott Foster game, but all 4 refs are big road refs. Trey Maddux, Zach Zarba, Ed Malloy, Tony Brothers. Brothers in particular is a big one here, but between 52 and 55% against the spread toward the road team. And the Celtics are 2-1 against Miami on the season. So again, if you want to bet Miami, you're going to kind of, you know, put a lot of faith into that John Ewing tweet about, you know, rested teams against tired teams. You know, what did we say? 60% or 65%, whatever it was. But I'm going to go Celtics. And again, I got a bad +1.5 yesterday. If you haven't bet it yet, you're going to go +2 right now. But the whole point to me is everybody's betting the Heat tonight, but yet we've pretty much stayed where we're at. You know, it's never gotten to 3. It's either stayed, you know, 2-ish. I do see 1, 2.5 out there really juiced up. We'll see if that comes back down. I mean, if you can find a 2.5 with Boston, that's my play as well. But I'm taking Celtics +2. If you took a +1.5 yesterday, you dance with the one who brung you. But also really sharp money on the under. Now, I didn't play the under. It opened 206. It's down to 204. I just feel like I kind of missed the boat on a good number there. But absolutely some under money has come in. According to BetMGM, they have 53% of bets, but 60% of money on the under. So it could be worth a look there as well. But my one play, I'm taking Celtics in the points. Now, in terms of the series price, just wanted to mention this because this is another tweet by John Ewing. Series price, it opened Celtics -165, now up to -185. And if you look at in terms of ticket versus dollar count, Celtics 47% of bets, but 81% of money. This is a low bets, higher dollars, reverse line move to Boston on the series price. So I put in the Celtics series price, shop around, but I'm taking Boston to win this series at -185. You may find a better number around at a different book. Always shop around, try to find the lowest juice you can. But that is a good low bets, higher dollars series price. Let's go Celtics. Now on to the NHL. So there's only one bet in the NHL for me tonight. I'm going to go Florida Panthers. I'll tell you why. Number one, Panthers open around -150. They're up to around -160. They're only getting 46% of bets, yet the line is moving in their favor. So again, I don't put a ton of stock into percentages in hockey because they're not as heavily bet as other sports. Of course, you get to the playoffs and they're at least a little bit more heavily bet. I wouldn't call it public now, but it's a little bit more public, I guess. But the big thing for me in terms of Florida is number one, home ice. So home ice, you get the last ice change. You can match up and put your top D against their top line, or, you know, get one of your lines away from the other team's good defensive line. But also a rest advantage. Florida last played on the 13th, whereas Tampa Bay played the 14th. But really, what sent me over the edge with Florida tonight, guys, is an injury to Braden Point. Braden Point is one of the best players in the NHL. Great young center there for Tampa Bay. He's highly doubtful is what I read, and he's expected to miss this game. So a healthy Point, you know, hey, maybe that's a little bit more difficult of a cap. But if you have a rest advantage, you're contrarian with the reverse line move, you have home ice advantage, and the other team doesn't have one of their best players, give me Florida here, guys. I bet Florida at -160. And I'll just tell you, if Florida wins, then game two, it'll be Tampa Bay off a loss. Woo-woo! And you know what that's all about. 16-0 off a loss the last 3 postseasons. So my one bet tonight, guys, is going Florida Panthers -160. Now for a little bit of NBA draft talk. I know the NBA draft, it seems far away, but it's actually not that far away. And we've got a fresh batch of data from BetMGM. And this really jumped out to me. Going into it, I was saying, okay, Chet Holmgren, obviously from Gonzaga, is going to be a top pick. Paolo Banchero from Duke is going to be a top pick. Jabari Smith, who was fantastic there for Auburn, will also be up there. You know, but where will they go? Who will these teams take? Well, I think based on the early betting market, We have an inkling here of who's going to go number one. And it's going to be, I believe, Jabari Smith Jr. So if you don't know about Jabari Smith, of course we sweat so much college basketball over the year. And if you watch any of these games, this guy's just got everything. He's 19 years old, so he's young. One of the younger players in the draft. 6'10", 220. As a true freshman, he was, what did he average, like 15, 17 points a game. He's kind of the new wave power forward who can, you know, pass and distribute, dunk, but also, you know, go out to the three-point line and shoot. So everything you're looking at, mock drafts, and the betting market is telling us that Jabari Smith will go number one. What I kind of solidified me on Jabari Smith number one is at BetMGM, he's getting 22% of tickets, the highest of any guy, but he's getting 24% of money. So that is a nice, that's not huge, but a little low bets, higher dollar bet discrepancy. Now, Jaden Ivey technically has the biggest discrepancy. He's got 10% bets, but 40% money. But he opened plus 5,000. He's down to plus 4,000. So to me, I don't put too much stock into that. Maybe that's more of a flyer type bet. Bancaro looks really, really public. He opened plus 350. He's still plus 350, getting 16% of bets, but only 3% of money. And again, if you have way more tickets than handle, that tells you that it's pretty much $5 average Joe bets. Same thing with Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga. He's getting 9% of bets, only 2% of money. So Jabari Smith, open as the favorite, still the favorite, minus 105. You're just paying, really short nickel juice there. But 22% bets, 24% money. And I think he's kind of the new wave NBA of being, kind of like your big man who can go out there and shoot the three. That's the direction the league is going. And Jabari Smith, to me, is the best player in the draft. So data backs it up. I bet Jabari Smith to be the number one overall pick today at minus 105. So shop around, try to find the best number. But there you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar. I bet you didn't expect me to, drag somebody on Twitter today. I didn't mean to do it. And I'm sorry if I hurt anyone's feelings, but I just felt like it was such a dangerous and reckless thing to say, especially to new bettors who, again, they don't know any better. If you see that and the guy's got 200 followers, hey, it must be right. But again, avoid parlays, and avoid like the plague the same game parlay. So hopefully that was beneficial to anybody who was interested. But anyway, guys, if you enjoy the pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if you used to be a big parlay guy or girl and now you're a big flat bettor and you've seen your bankroll slowly decrease a downward motion and start to get an upward trajectory, or maybe you've put some more stock into line movement and betting percentages and system matches and you're no longer betting based on gut instinct and bias and just throwing darts, if the pod has helped you in any way and you want to make my day, let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in grinding in the arena every single day. Then buy my book. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to go contrarian, how to set up a bankroll management plan. And of course, why you should avoid parlays. But anyway, guys, it would mean a lot to me if you want to pick up a copy. If you already have, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, in the virtual matrix, breaking handle records every day in the great state of New York, and newly legalized Kansas, not legal, they're legal, but they haven't gone live yet. Same thing with Maine, hopefully Massachusetts, knock on wood, before July 31st, come to an agreement, or out in the desert where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners. I'm talking Circa. I'm talking South Point, getting a $1 hot dog. I guess getting a couple hot dogs when LA blows up their under 8.5. You get a hot dog for cash in Miami or Milwaukee last night. But of course, at Circa with Stormy and the crew, sweating sharp contrarian plays at Stadium Swim, staying cool in the heat, hanging by the mega bar or the big screen, getting a victory burger, the LV Superbook, the Mandalay Bay, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. Flash me a Miami Marlins ticket last night. Show me a Milwaukee Brew Crew ticket. But whatever you do, do not show me a Dodgers under 8.5. Come on, Craig Kimbrell. Come on, man. Anyway, guys, have a great day. Hope to see you on Betting Across America today, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Pritch and myself will be breaking down all the action going into tonight. I wish you the best of luck. And my parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. If you haven't realized yet, sports betting is difficult. The odds makers set really sharp lines that are difficult to beat. We got to overcome the juice. We got to overcome luck, randomness, bad beats, all that kind of stuff. You could cap a perfect under 8.5, and then David Peralta, it's a 2-run homer to kill you. But again, if we can consistently find that sweet spot, find the games on the board that fit our model, against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet. Avoid parlays! For those in the back, Cousin Sal, avoid parlays! And shop for the best line and beat the closing line. Guess what? We're going to be okay long term. So have a great day, everyone. Good luck. Enjoy the sweats. And I'll see you at the window. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. Have a great day, guys. Good luck.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.